The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to hear the first verse of our psalm from a slightly different translation this morning. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. For he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. There are many different ways that people can characterize God. Sometimes people want to attack or weaken faith, or even do the evil work of preventing faith from taking root or growing up inside of others. These are the ones who would want to tell you that God is mean or vindictive, or that God takes pleasure in seeing our pain. But to talk about God in any manner that denies or omits what the psalmist reminds us of is to fail to speak the truth about God. This psalm speaks to people who have been through many different circumstances in their journey with the Lord. Even after a history of being enslaved in Egypt and wandering in the desert, of good kings failing and outright bad rulers, the psalmist names God as gracious and nothing else. And so this psalm of praise, this song of praise, wants to help God's people remember the graces that the Lord has given them. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. If we have heard different sayings about how God's grace is enough or that it is sufficient, we may not always realize just how much grace God has to give. He has an abundance, an overwhelming abundance. He has a profusely overflowing, outpouring, overwhelming abundance of grace that does not limit itself to you or to me. It is through this incredible capacity for grace that God has provided a means for more and more people to become a part of His holy people, adding more and more newly baptized believers into the covenant every day, so that the picture of Jerusalem, of God's eternal holy city, will be built up, and all the outcasts of the world can be gathered to Him, all the people becoming His people, His Israel. In His capacity for grace, He can bring all those who are hurting and longing to be with Him to be His people, because He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He can make them whole, taking their sins from them. And it is through His grace that we can all be restored to Him for eternity. God promised Abraham that his descendants would number more than the stars, more than grains of sand on the beach. And the psalmist picks up on that promise, telling us that God determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. This is so that we may know even more about the one who wants to bring us to Him. Our lives, our being, each of us are known to Him. God knows the names of each one of His children. And though they will number more than the stars, each one is the most precious thing to Him, because His grace will cover each of them and fill them up. And when we begin to hear and know and feel these things about our God, the one God, creator of the universe, of each one of us, we want to sing praises to our God, as the psalmist began with. And now we echo the words of the psalmist, praising God, because great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden, and He casts the wicked to the ground. His love and grace are what have sent His Son into the world, and it is because of His love and His grace that we have hope in a fallen world. His grace is what provides for us. Through His grace, His creation is cared for. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the animals their food and to the young ravens when they cry. He provides us with food and sustenance, nourishing our souls and bringing us to new life when we come to the table. When we cry out in pain, when we cry out in pain, He is the one who will restore us and forgive our sins, so that our lives will be filled up by him. Just as he pours out the rain to make the grass grow, in his waters of baptism, we receive new life so that we may flourish in him for all eternity. Because it is God's fundamentally gracious and loving nature that forms the basis of our relationship with him. He is the one who gives us what we need. We are not put in a position where we are called to earn our way to him with works. We can't force him to give us what he gives us out of his own graciousness. The psalmist says that his delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of a runner, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love, because that hope is what we have. Hope is what he has given us in Christ Jesus, his own Son, and it is built up in us through his grace, so that in hope we can sing praise to the Lord. We can come and sing those praises, gathered together, trusting in the hope and promise of the resurrection, because he has brought all of us to him. He has made all those who have been baptized in Christ Jesus his people. We, each person brought up through the waters of baptism, have been given hope that we will have eternal life. And for this wonderful, gracious gift from our Creator, we too may sing along with the psalmist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.